Hey guys, how's it going? This is T Franklin, 1155, talking wrestling. Hope everybody's doing all right. Just want to do a little follow up on the WWE Super Showdown. The Super Show. Sorry about that. The main event featured for the last time The Undertaker and Triple H, with Shawn Michaels in the corner of Triple H and Kane in the corner of The Undertaker, of course. The match was pretty good to me. I mean, all the guys are older, and the match went at a pace that both guys could control. But you can look and see where years of doing this type of work has caught up with them. But for me, for The Undertaker to return after the hip surgery, he out of the recent times he's been in the ring this year, from last year, to Super Show, to me, he looked pretty good. He looked damn good for, what is he, 52, 53 years old after a hip replacement, not even 3 years old. He performed pretty good. I mean, you got to remember Terry Funk and Ric Flair wrestled into their 50s. Hell, Sting just did it at, what, 55, 56. And if he didn't get injured with Seth Rollins, he'd probably still be going right now. I think he could do a couple more matches. Shawn Michaels, 51. Kane's 51. Those guys can still get in and do it. Triple H is 48, 49 years old. So, I mean, a lot of them can still do it. I honestly think they should have something like that where you have them do a physical and have them checked out by a doctor in that physical, a legit doctor that'll approve them. And I say about a 20 to 30-minute match if they can control the pace, depending on their cardio and all of that. I think they should have a legends thing like that for the ones that want to apply for it. But back to that main event. That show had about 10 matches on the card. And I think that main event and AJ Styles and Samoa Joe was the best out of all of them. I really didn't care for The Shield and all of that. I'm not a Roman Reigns fan, but he is a Universal Champion to me. I don't really recognize that title because it's you could say it's, I guess, the Raw Championship or whatever, but the WWE title that's being held on SmackDown, you know, that's to be the recognition. That's the one that represents the company, but it depends on which brand you're a fan of. But I'm a fan of the brand WWE, the whole thing. And I hate that the brands are switched because depending on which visits your town, that's all you're going to see. You're limited. But anyway, to do the follow-up on that main event, I feel that Undertaker looked pretty good. Triple H, you know, is in shape. He had been working out. I mean, he stayed in shape anyway. But for it to be a no disqualification match and Shawn and Kane to interfere when the referee's back was turned was kind of odd to me. And Kane really didn't do that much. He didn't really help Undertaker. You know, he a couple of hits here and there. He didn't really, he just really wasn't effective. So Michaels was more instrumental than Kane was, which surprised me. But I think they're going to build up to a DX versus Brothers of Destruction. But I'm just wondering if that goes down, what's going to be the outcome and who would interfere in that match? Because it's a lot of guys that the four of those men have defeated throughout the years that may be jealous of that. So it makes you wonder how they're going to write that, how it's going to go. Will that be the last time? Because if I'm not mistaken, I believe Shawn Michaels has signed up for about 3 to 5 matches. He looks like he can still go. He looks the same size he did when he retired. I mean, he's always been that size. I mean, he kind of chubby when he was with Marty Jannetty at the end, but then he toned up. And then when he, Triple H and China and Rick Rude did the first DX edition, he had buffed up just a little bit, but he's always maintained that wiry type build where he's able to continue and wrestle his style. Similar to Ric Flair, where their style is the same their whole career. They've defined it. They wait for you to mess up, and they execute, and they defeat you. They bring the crowd to their feet, and they do their job. But we'll see. Maybe it'll be something in WrestleMania. But I hate to take a loss. And I didn't want to see Triple H lose either, because I'm fans of them both. I'm fans of all four of those guys. And Michael Cole said it best. You got a Hall of Famer in the ring with three other guys that are going to be Hall of Famers. You damn right they are. And when they all retire, we're all going to say one more match. because you love them so much. You believe in what they're doing. And time will tell. You know, if they stay healthy enough to pull it off, you know, and good 20, 30-minute match, and see if their stamina works out, and their cardio, if they can pull it off. I see those guys doing it. I don't see them stopping. They're incredible. These guys have been doing it for so long, they want to give their fans something, but at the same time, it shows what's happening in WWE. If you got to pull back in guys that are on the end of their careers, you know, you're pulling Cena back in, who's, what, 41 years old, just like Brock Lesnar. It's going to come a time where they have to step away from it. And they're both well known, you know. Cena and The Rock, I think, are the most two successful guys to go out and do movies as of today. The guy that started that was Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. You know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock's in there. You know, a lot of them, you know, have done some movies, you know. But the main ones are the ones I just mentioned. And I don't know. It just goes to show how far WWE has came. I mean, when you think of wrestling, you think of that company. Those initials are imprinted in the foundation of wrestling. WWE is the core. But we have to understand that we get older and our bodies don't function as they once did. These guys are taking longer to recover from surgeries and injuries than they would when they were 25 years old. Our bodies are built that way. And for wrestlers, professional wrestlers, in the indie circuit to WWE and New Pro Japan and Impact and Ring of Honor and Reality Wrestling, those guys are doing things that the human body wasn't designed for. And for them to be able to continue to do it week in and week out, night after night, I take my hats off to them. Booker T and what he's doing out in Reality Wrestling, and once he's thinking about getting back in. I mean, these guys 50 plus years old. They got nothing else to prove. They've done their jobs. They've been responsible for keeping our asses in seats, for us buying tickets and buying pay-per-views. But Taker didn't look winded to me. He looked pretty good, you know. But he has nothing else to prove. And I respect, you know, him picking Brock Lesnar to be the guy to defeat him at WrestleMania. And it was hard to see him lose. And Brock, from what I understood, didn't want that position, but he accepted it. I mean, look at this is Undertaker. He picks you to end his streak. It's like Andre did in WrestleMania 3 when he told Hogan to slam him, let's take it home. And to put him on, you beat the guy that hadn't been defeated. You beat the only other man that could beat the whole roster like you did. And Hogan said he realized what Andre did for him. How can you not? We all witnessed it. And for Taker to pick Lesnar is on that, it's on that pedestal, to me, in my opinion. Some people may not agree with that, but that it already happened. There's nothing we can do about it. But when he let Roman Reigns defeat him, he laid down for him. I think there was more Vince asking him to do that. Because Roman is not, he's just, I'm sorry, he's riding some more coattail. You know, outside of the late great Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka's adopted son, Deuce. He is the worst Samoan wrestler I've ever seen. And if it wasn't for his connection with all of the great Samoan legends before him, including his father, he wouldn't be recognized. His brother could move his ass off to be a big guy. Rosie was a beast, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, may he rest in peace. It was along with Umaga. They was something else at 3 minutes in the morning, man. Those two big guys doing things in there that I couldn't believe, you know. But the Samoans were built like that. You look at what Fatu did back in the day with Samu was the Samoan squad team, the head shrinkers and all of that. And when he brought his brother in, you know, the Samoan savage that was Tama, that used to hang with Haku. I mean, those guys were scary. The Barbarian, the wild Samoans. I mean, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, the looks that they had, the way they were built, the way they could move and come off that top rope and hit you with that headbutt at any given moment. That's something to see. But, we got some new legends returning because the current roster, I don't know if they're not holding the company where it needs to be and pushing it over that hump that it needs. But, you know, Taker and Triple H, Shawn Michaels and Kane, even John Cena and Brock Lesnar, they're not going to be able to keep doing this. And I honestly think that AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, You know, those four guys I think are the core right now. Bobby Roode, well, you could put a title on them and keep it going. Because out of those four, somebody's got to come through there and beat Roman. Braun Strowman, they're not giving a chance to. I mean, he should have already had the belt at least one time. And then you bring Bobby Lashley back, and he beats Roman Reigns, but then Roman beats him the following Monday night on Raw, and he gets a title shot again, and then he ends up beating Brock. It's just, with social media, the outcomes leak, and it takes the excitement away from the build-up. Because I like the old days. So, where the Universal title stands, I don't recognize it as much as I do the WWE Championship or the United States or the Intercontinental titles. But you don't have to have those two in order to be a number one contender. So it's like they're not even relevant as much. I look at them like Stone Cold Steve Austin did when he threw the belt in the river, you know, on that Monday Night Raw, that episode once. I remember that because it's like you don't have to have that belt in order to take on a champ. You used to. It made you automatically the number one contender because you were right there behind him. I mean, you got a world's champion, then you got a U.S. Those are top two titles that WCW had. WWE is the same way. World's champion and a continental champ. You don't have to have those belts. You know, you can win the Royal Rumble and get it. You know, you used to win the King of the Ring and be considered second or third. You don't have to have it no more. So what's the point of fighting for? It's not a demotion. It looks good that you got some championship, you know, on your resume, but you don't have to have it. But I also think, you know, Seth Rollins is a good champion. Nakamura is a good champion. Either one of those guys could be world champion. You know, Seth Rollins or Dean Ambrose needs the Universal title. Or Samoa Joe. AJ's been holding the WWE title for a while. I don't see no one over there taking it from her. I would love to see Seth Rollins take on him. That'd be a good match. Samoa Joe could get the belt. Bobby Roode could get it, but I don't see them putting the belt on him yet. You never know which direction WWE is going to go nowadays with the writing staff and with legends having to return. It's like they're saying these young guys today aren't able to carry the load. And John Cena said it best when he said to Roman Reigns, he said, I'm still here because guys like you can't do their damn job. And the crowd was like, ooh, I felt that. Because he's right. He have to go to Hollywood or go off and do a film or a commercial or host some show for somebody and stop to come back because they need to give the industry that pop or they're shot in the arm again. It just tells you, you know, something's wrong. And we can't do the Attitude Era or the Golden Era over again. But those were the best two because this era we got today sucks. There's some talent there, but not enough. Well, the next WWE pay-per-view, I think it's Evolution, all women's card, which is, I think, a first of its kind. And I'm very, very happy about that. There's some divas on there to me that can wrestle, and some just have the look, but don't have to pull it off from ring. Ronda Rousey already has a belt. She's still a little green, but I guess they used her to give the industry a little shot in the arm, so to speak. But Nia Jax, that's my girl. I love her. Beautiful woman. I just wish that she could get it going again. They could write something for her and Charlotte Flair. But time will tell what they're going to do. This company will always be a top brand, an A-plus company, because they've been around for so long. There's a reason why it's still going. And you could work anywhere else. But once you make it there and you do good, people will call you and put you in front of the camera for a commercial or a movie or TV show or anything, any other spot in the public eye. WWE is your platform, but don't use it for that. Like Triple H said on Tough Enough, don't waste their time. You understand? It's a learning process, and we'll see what the future holds. Like I said, it's just my little opinion on the Super Show, and yeah, I was pleased with it. It was pretty good. The crowd was excellent. The city, I mean, it's beautiful. Australia has hosted some great events in the past, and I knew that this one was going to be good. I knew it wasn't going to be a letdown, and it wasn't. There were some things that I would have done differently, but I'm a fan. I'm not a businessman. I've done a little bit of business, but nowhere near the caliber of WWE. A lot of people stand on the outside looking in and say, I would have did this and did that. But that's where a lot of people that don't have experience, or a lot of wrestlers that think they can be promoters, think that they can start their own company and they make it excel. Well, they've all flopped, and Vince is still standing tall for a reason. Vader said it best. Vince could take a dart and throw it at a picture of a guy and make him a superstar. All he has to do is stay in shape and follow what's written. That's all he has to do. I mean, dude, the man has vision. Everyone that he, even if it was a crazy gimmick, you remember it. I could ask you right now, what's your silliest gimmick you ever seen? Your worst or your favorite? And you could tell me. But it had to be created. He's the guy. So WWE will always be the top dog. I love their company. I love everything growing up that I saw. I remember the legends. Some are still here. Some have passed on. But I thank them because I wasn't getting in any trouble when I was watching any pay-per-view. I wanted to be that guy that I saw in the ring. I did his move on one of my friends. You know, I had the ring, the action figures, the dolls, all of that. It was fun, man. You know. But big respect and a lot of love to The Undertaker, Kane, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, AJ Styles, and Samoa Joe. You guys, you six put on a hell of a show. Both matches were great. The whole pay-per-view was wonderful, but those two right there stood out. So, again, I thank you guys, and I salute you. You have a true fan in me. Till we meet again, guys, we'll see about Evolution. We'll catch up on that. Keep listening. I'm sorry it's been a while, but I had a lot going on family-wise. Now, I'm going to be out of commission for a little bit. I have to have a surgery done, so I'm going to be down for a little bit. But I'll pick up where I left off at, and I'll see what's current or what just happened, and we'll pick up from there. Today, God bless. Thanks for listening. This is T. Franklin, 1155, Talking Wrestling. Take care.